This is seen as a broad brush approach being taken by the U.S. here, and I should say, in a country where security is already airtight. Under normal operations here in terms of broadcasting, we're not allowed to go take our cameras into the diplomatic area. Let's give you a sense where the U.S. Embassy is. If you look over my shoulder here, that tall sloping building to the right of your screen is the U.S. Embassy, and it's fair to say it does stand out in a crowd. Now, this is seen, as I was suggesting here, as a big, wide action by the U.S., perhaps not targeted at the UAE, but clearly at the advances made by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula in Yemen recently, and more specifically in Iraq. And just by near geographics here, with our proximity to Iraq and Iran, this is seen as a precautionary measure. I tried to speak to the U.S. ambassador, who said that this decision is coming out of Washington. One European ambassador said to me that this is a direct response, Natalie, to the attacks in Benghazi last year, where some are suggesting the U.S. was slow to react. They don't want to be slow off the ground here, and they're not taking any chances by just closing embassies in three or four countries. They're going after 22 countries and consulates throughout the region, even stretching to Afghanistan and Bangladesh. And we know now that Britain, Germany, and France have shuttered their operations in Yemen, and the U.S. has put tanks in front of their operations in that country as well, Natalie.
Yes, certainly something has had them taking this very, very seriously. Thanks for showing us the building there behind you. That is the U.S. Embassy. What do you know about security at that building on a regular day there in Abu Dhabi, John?
Well, it is a very tightly run operation, not only at the U.S. Embassy, but it's fair to say that the UAE has some of the best security in the Gulf states and in the broader Middle East. They take it very seriously. It's only 300 kilometers from here to Iran and going across the Straits of Hormuz. Now, as you can imagine, what security is all about. The U.S. and Britain have a security cooperation here with the UAE government as well. But this comes at a period, interesting enough, during the last week of Ramadan, where it's unusually quiet as it is. Emiratis and other Muslims in the region are waking up late in the day because of their breaking of the fast early the morning before. So, in fact, it's a very quiet period anyway, and I think it's fair to say it's eerily quiet around the U.S. Embassy as we speak, with security kind of locked down there during this hour.
And we don't really know when it will be back and anything will turn to normal, do we?
Well, the suggestion is, and having spoken to the U.S. ambassador today, we know that the closure is for 24 hours on the embassy, but the travel alert carries out through the month of August. Now, I think it's going to be a wait-and-see attitude here to find out what the noise is, the intelligence that's coming out. This is not noise limited to Yemen, is what I understand from diplomatic officials, but a broader approach here, Iraq, Yemen, and some of the concerns that even spilled into Syria. So again, they're not taking any chances. That's why you see the broad brush approach to the 22 different countries and territories here in the region, and even stretching into South Asia with Afghanistan and Bangladesh.